Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening. Today we're going to talk about cross country with the JK Gold Classic coming up. We have Ben Flowers with us and Clayton Dukacek. Ben is a senior. He is from Jerseyville, Illinois. He finished seventh in the 2019 American Athletic Conference Cross Country Championship, 17th at the NCAA Midwest Regional that year. He also won the JK Gold Classic in 2019. Last spring, when Wichita State won the American Outdoor Men's Track and Field Championship, Ben placed fourth in the 10,000 meters. Clayton, also a senior, he is from Washington, Missouri. Last spring, he won the 3,000-meter steeplechase in the AAC Outdoor Meet, and his eighth-place finish in the 5,000 meters clinched the team title for the Shockers at Cessna Stadium. It's big because it clinched the title and because it was their first as an AAC member. Clayton also earned all-conference cross-country honors in 2019. Clayton, let's start with that. What do you remember about clinching the, you know, finishing in the 10,000 to get those final points?
The 10,000?
Yeah, in the steeplechase, I'm sorry. Yeah, in the 5,000.
5,000? Oh, man. It was, I knew it was, me and Ben and Trey were in good hands, so the pressure was a little bit kind of off, like, I knew if one of us underperformed, the other one would be right there behind. So it was just, I just stuck my nose in it. I didn't want it to be tactical because I know how fast the other guys are. So I just went out hard when I know I was capable of fitness-wise, and it just paid off. I was waiting for the Tulsa guys to move, and I tried to stick on them, and I was very conscious of what place I was in, and I knew what I needed to maintain, and I was hoping if I maintained that pace, Ben and Trey would be right there as well, and fortunately they were. We went 8, 9, 10, so, I mean, it was just a great time that whole weekend, and that capping it off was just one of the, I'll never forget that.
Houston is just a great track and field program, a lot great in the sprints, great in the jumps. Put it into perspective for people who maybe aren't familiar with that. Why was beating Houston such a tough goal, and why was it such a big deal for Wichita State?
I mean, Coach Bolt always ingrains it in our heads how we want to be a championship program. They were in the Missouri Valley, and we've always been right there in the American, but Houston was just, like, obviously Houston's coached by multiple Olympians, Carl Lewis and Burrell, and they have Olympians on their team currently, so we just, like, it's no small task, so that's how I would put it into perspective for anyone that's not well-versed in track and field. So that, like, beating a team consisting of Olympians is just an honor in general, but we know that they're going to be ready for us next year, so we can't let our guard down. We just got to keep pushing.
It was a good weekend at Cessna Stadium for the Shockers. Back to cross country, the Shockers finished second in the American meet last fall. They return three of the six Shockers who finished in the top 20 of that race. Bryce Merriman is back, Trey Rios and Clayton are back. Ben Flowers is also back after not running cross country last fall. Let's start there. Talk about the goals and the expectations after such a strong fall last year.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we've got a hard team to follow. The last year we had a pretty solid team, you know, me not being a part of it, acting more of a supportive role for the team, for lack of better words. But I think this is a great group. With the few workouts that we've had so far, we've really kind of shown both, you know, to Hunter and then to ourselves that, you know, we're capable of doing something great this year. I'm really looking forward to this year, and I think, you know, Wichita State, like with our outdoor season, we're gonna turn some heads and surprise some people. So, I think we've got a good group this year.
So there's a countdown clock in the team room or a countdown chart. How many days till conference? How many days till regional? What's the significance of that?
It just shows how much time we need to prepare, and like we just know it gives us like a visual representation of like. Time's not standing still. We got to just keep grinding, keep pushing, and like it's not gonna do itself. We got to just keep the hammer down and keep pushing hard in workouts, keep doing the right things, little things, sleeping enough, drinking enough water, putting in the miles. So it's just kind of a good visual representation to keep us honest, I would say.
September 3rd is the JK Gold Classic out at Augusta, Kansas, Four Mile Creek Resort. That will be the first meet of the of the fall for Wichita State, for most of the teams there, I guess. Take us through the preparations. What do you do during the summer to get ready to go? And I'm sure it's kind of a gradual ramping up process. Ben, describe your summer workload for us.
My summer was a little different than I'd say most of the guys. The summer is usually a time for what we call base, and that's just running a lot of miles. It's a lot of double runs, so running twice a day, just really trying to build that foundation to where when we start, when we meet again to start preparing for the season, where we start doing workouts. So it's really just to prepare us for that. I think overall the team has done great this summer. This is one of the like I said, the best groups that we've had, and I think the work this summer as a whole has been really inspiring. A lot of my work this summer has been on recovering and making sure that I'm prepared. So a lot of preventative work. Obviously, you know, I've had a history of injury, so making sure I'm doing the small things right to prepare myself to where I don't have any of those flare-ups again, just I'm feeling healthy for the year. So maybe not as high on the mileage this summer as I'd like, but it was a lot of physical therapy, a lot of stretch, a lot of strengthening, a lot of mobility type work just to prepare myself to where I'm able to make it through the season without having some of those injuries flare back up.
Clayton, describe a typical week. How many miles do you try to get in?
Well, I'm kind of a quality over quantity type guy. I don't like my body kind of shuts off after 75, but this is my last go around, so I wanted to try and push it a little bit. So I tried to hit 70 to 75. Like I said, or like Ben said, mainly a time for base. But around mid-July, I start throwing in a little bit of harder efforts, maybe once a week, and then twice a week to kind of prime my body so I'm ready for whenever the first week we get back at it, we're doing a workout, so I'm not sore. I reduce the risk of injury. So that's typically how my summer goes.
Do you have a favorite route that you work out on over the summer around Wichita?
We have the Redbud path, if that's what you mean, like the specific.
Yeah, I'm just interested.
Oh, yeah.
Cause sometimes you get out, I know you'll do, you know, the dirt roads maybe outside of town,
sure.
Stick around campus. Where do you like to run?
I think my favorite is just to go anywhere off campus where we can find some dirt roads. Just around here, though, that Redbud path is pretty reliable. We like to go out there and get off the concrete and get on some gravel, so if we're not driving off campus, we're usually either heading that route or some other way that we can find to get off the concrete, because it gets a little boring, just the same routes every day, so we try to mix it up.
Sure. Clayton, how about you? Do you have a favorite route?
Yeah, I like soft surface running a lot, so Redbud's one of my favorites, but as far as scenic, I love going like downtown on the river path and then like through downtown, so like scenery-wise, that's probably my favorite. There's also down by Southeast High School. I do it more in the summer versus I might make that suggestion for where we can go off campus this year. But there's like a couple like horse ranches, and like you can see all the horses and stuff. It's soft surface as well. It's just like really nice scenery down there, and then finally fine gravel and stuff. So that's one of mine. So probably downtown and then Southeast dirt roads, I would say.
Do you listen to music while you're running?
I don't. I kind of don't like ear pod. I don't like holding my phone very much and like sweating on it and stuff. But and I don't really. I'm not too fond of AirPods in my ears when I'm running. I just feel like they're gonna slip out. But
sure, Ben. How about you?
Yeah. If I'm going by myself, I'll take my phone. I have like a little fanny pack type thing that I strap on, and I'll throw my phone in there, and AirPods fit in my ears. Well, so I don't know why they're slipping on your ears.
They don't actually slip out of my ears, but like it just feels like they're about
to. You're just scared of it? Yeah.
Like that's a big problem to have.
And if you lose
$200, if you stomp on it or something.
Yeah. If you lose those, that's not a.
Yeah.
It's not an easy loss.
My luck, it would fall out of my ear and go down the storm drain or something.
You don't want to lose them, Ben. What's your favorite running song?
Oh, running song. It's a good question. I don't know if I have a favorite song, but I think any rap song that kind of gets me a little fired up, I like. Depends on kind of what I'm doing. So if I'm doing a long run, just kind of the same pace. I'll listen to almost anything, but if I'm doing something a little quicker and kind of some hard effort, then something that gets me a little more pumped up, and I'm more intentional on those songs, and we'll look for a specific genre or something like that. So I don't know a specific song yet. Let me think. Maybe get back to that.
So the J.K. Gold Classic coming up, describe how that fits into the whole arc of the season, what you're trying to get accomplished that Saturday, and then how that fits into the rest of the cross-country schedule.
I just think it's a good way to build into the season. Like, it gets everyone back to racing again, because most people haven't been, well, with the exception of a couple internationals that race late in Spain or wherever they're from. For most of us, it's kind of just like a building back into a hard effort and a race environment. It's not a full 8K, which is nice. So it kind of helps like a gradual build, so we're ready and our confidence is up for something a little bit longer. And it helps that it's in the home course. So it kind of, I don't know about Ben, I'm sure I speak for both of us, but like I really like the energy at JK Gold, because like all the high school local teams are around, like other college teams are around. The track team's out supporting us. It's just like, it's kind of like, I don't know how to say it, like a Nebraska football game. Like, everyone's about Nebraska football. Oklahoma football, it's kind of like our version of that. Like, everyone's around, I guess.
Yeah, sure. No, you nailed it. It's definitely, it's a big, I'd say, confidence booster, and then overall just like a team morale. We can't get kind of a feel of our supporters, you know, believe it or not, our cross-country team actually does have some supporters. Just comparing it to kind of other sports that, you know, draw in pretty big crowds. But for JK Gold and some of our home meets, we do bring in some good support groups. So yeah, I think it's just a great way to kind of kick off the season and kind of get our heads right and get a good kind of understanding of where we're going to stack up. I think the JK Gold meet isn't always about results or times, but more just kind of getting a feel for how our season might go and how what we need to maybe work on or things like that. So
Kirk Hunter, the coach, always talks a lot about running as a pack, packing up, which is always kind of, I think, an interesting thing. I'm not sure that everybody thinks of cross country as a team sport. There's obviously an individual aspect to it too, but it's important to help each other out and those kind of things. Describe that from your standpoint. What's the goal from a team aspect in the JK Gold Classic? How are you thinking about helping teammates get through that?
Yeah, I think JK Gold is a little bit different than other meets. Like you said, it is kind of ran as a pack race, as opposed to where other races throughout the season, it's, you know, everyone run, you know, what they need to do to be successful. I think JK Gold is a good way for maybe some of the younger guys, some of the freshmen, to get an understanding of how to run a cross-country race, because it's pretty difficult to run, you know, 6 kilometers, 8 kilometers as fast as you can. You know, that's hard to pace. So I think that's kind of a big reason for that pack running. It gives some of the younger guys a good understanding of what an 8K or what a 6K race looks like and what it feels like, you know, because, you know, you have high schoolers, and, you know, I was a victim of this as well, as coming in as a freshman and only running 3 miles for my cross country races, and then bumping up to a 6K. It was a big kind of transition. And it took me a while to kind of figure out what I'm capable of and how I need to approach the races in terms of pace and who I should be running with. So I think the reason for that is just giving some of the younger guys, and even, you know, some of the older guys too, that confidence that, you know, we can run as a pack and we can stick together. It's not going to be the end of the world. You know, some people might trail off, some people might, you know, speed ahead, but it's all about maintaining a pace that you understand and you know how to kind of check what the signs are of your body, of when to make a move or when to slow down or whatever. So hopefully we're not slowing down. Hopefully we're speeding up. So
is there someone on the team who takes a real vocal leadership in that way, that's kind of, you know, really encouraging people?
I think a lot of them, like, typically, like, me and Ben are pretty, like, quiet individuals, I would say. We care about the welfare of the team, but we're just not quite as vocal. But I think we kind of step into a new role this year, being the longest lasting people at Wichita State on the team. So I'm trying to stick up a little bit and like speak up more than I usually do. So I would probably consider myself one of them. Trey's very vocal too. I know Ben's busy with practicum and what else do you do? I get confused.
Yeah. A little bit hard to kind of be around the team this year. Pretty busy schedule, but I definitely have, you know, a great support system with the team here. There's guys like, you know, Clayton, Trey, that are really kind of stepping into that leadership role and really helping the team out and, you know, being there for the guys that, you know, that are getting used to this college running life that's, you know, so hard for so many people. So, yeah, I think, honestly, we all kind of take that role, but definitely, you know, some of the older guys, like you said, Clayton does a great job. Trey is really stepping into that leadership role as well. And then
I'm starting to see it in even, like, our sophomores this year. So, mm-hmm. like, Caesar and Eric and Riley, those guys are starting to develop a little bit of leadership characteristics. They know how we do things. They want to be successful. And they're just kind of doing a good job of showing the freshmen this year, like, ways around things. And it's just all coming together. Like, it's just, like, hierarchy. Just, like, we're just teaching them, and they're teaching them. And then it's developing a good culture and keeping it that way, too.
So, Ben, you came back from the hip injury last year indoor and then ran an outdoor also. This will be your first cross-country meet coming up in a couple weeks. And you missed almost 2 years. You were out for a significant amount of time. What kept you going? What kept you here at Wichita State and running?
Yeah, it was definitely a hard time, to be honest, just this team. You know, coming to practice every day with a injury and knowing that, you know, I'm not able to practice today, not knowing when I'll be able to return was very hard. And it took a toll. It definitely took a toll. But, you know, I have an amazing support system here with all my teammates, coaches, even some mental health services here on campus that I took advantage of and used those resources, and it really helped me to get back to where I'm at. So just in short, you know, the Wichita State, honestly, they've been great. And by that, I mean, you know, everyone who's kind of been a part of this journey with me getting back. You know, I've never felt alone in any sense. I always felt wanted and needed and appreciated by my team. So the team culture was great and extremely supportive the whole way. It was never like, you know, we need to get you back right now. It was, you know, kind of make sure that you're healthy, that, you know, that you're able to contribute, and whenever you're ready, let's go for it. And I definitely felt that was something that really helped me get back.
So Kirk Hunter was impressed with how quickly you did come back late last winter, early last spring, indoor. What kind of training were you able to do, and how did you get back to the level that you did?
Yeah, so it was experimental for a while. There was a lot of trial and error. The one of the biggest things, you know, and it sounds silly, was yoga. Something that I was lacking and that I couldn't really seem to get from physical therapy was this kind of balance of strengthening and stabilizing and getting some more mobility. So, you know, I say yoga, but there's many other things that really helped, but it really seemed to be like a mobility issue and a strengthening issue. And, you know, I spent so much time, you know, in the physical and with PT and doing things like that, you know, not to say that wasn't helping, but it was just a very odd injury that, you know, I went to several different doctors, different surgeons, and not that they weren't hopeless, but weren't, I guess, certain that I will recover in an appropriate time and to a time to make the next season. So a lot of different processes kind of went into it, but yeah, one of the biggest things was just getting more flexible, and then from there, trying to get stronger with weights, and then kind of step back into running. Which kind of sounds a little bit backwards, but I had to kind of start from square one and fix all the kind of the technical and mechanical aspects of, you know, running and make it my training and my weightlifting a little more functional to where my injury was almost supported. So I think it's a combination of different things, and then just really focusing on recovery and rest and doing all the little things right, like Clayton said earlier, sleep, nutrition, things like that, that I wasn't necessarily getting before, that I, you know, I always knew of, but really kind of this injury kind of hammered in, you know, how important those little things are.
So before the JK Gold Classic, the team will go to near Junction City for a retreat, you know, practice, team building activities. What's the value of time like that with the whole team kind of away from campus?
I personally love the retreat, honestly. I was kind of bummed out because of COVID that we didn't get to go. We still made an effort to do whatever we could, but I mean, there was only so much you could do. We kind of built back up. We did something on campus 2 years ago, like in the heavy midst of it, and then we went over to Nickerson, Kansas, and had like a day in their park, which was better, I would say. We got to like get out of town a little bit, go somewhere new, but it wasn't quite the same. But I'm excited to head out there and do that because it just, there's just so many activities, and it really like gets you to know everybody on the team, and you're just, you're stuck with them there for multiple days, so you really have no choice but get to know them, which is a good thing. I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's really good for our team culture, I think.
Ben, what's your view on the value of that kind of a few days?
Oh yeah, I think it's huge. It's a really great way, like Clayton said, to get to know everyone. My freshman year, you know, I was a little, I don't want to say shy, but I wasn't really one to go out and, you know, introduce myself and try to meet new people. So that was a great way to get to know everyone through these different activities. You know, we play kickball, we do a canoe race, we play volleyball. It's really just a fun weekend, and you really get to know your teammates well. And I think that's just such a great way to kick off the year, making sure that, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page and everyone knows each other well. And I think it just, you know, translates into how we compete. You know, if you're comfortable around your teammates and you know a little bit more about them, you know, we're just going to compete even better together. So I think it's a way of kind of translating into the season of how we kind of cooperate and work together. So it really just helps us kind of bond.
So Clayton, let's kind of bring it full circle. We'll go back to the steeplechase, which is a unique event. How did you get into that particular event?
Well, I kind of have a rough entry into that. So I kind of just did it once in high school just because I could. And we were going, like our coach and athletic director said we could go like to travel for a meet in high school, which not every high school gets to do that. So I went to the KU Relays and I tried it. And I didn't run very fast. I ran like 6:32 for 2K. And my form was terrible. I just kind of went and did it. But I thought it was really fun. And like, I've generally been pretty flexible. Like, I've had a lot of good mobility in my hips and everything. So it was just something that not a lot of other runners have. So I think if I could just get this technique down, I could be really great in this. And freshman year, that was a recruiting thing for me. Like, I told the coaches I were interested in that, and pretty much every university that I know of is looking for steeplers, because not everyone wants to do it, because they're like, oh, I'll get hurt, I'll do this, I'll do that, which is understandable, but honestly, you get hurt doing anything in track and field, so you might as well do something where you have a high chance of success. So I tried it freshman year, had a good cross-country season at Lindenwood. And then I was just doing hurdles one day, practicing, gearing up, and I fell, and I got a concussion. I was out for 5 weeks. I tripped on the hurdle, hit my head on the track. That was that for 5 weeks. Built up. I ended up running 9:23 my freshman year. I didn't let that discourage me or scare me away because, like I said, anything could happen. So I just kind of stuck with it, and then I got injured for a while. Similar length to Ben's injury. He's probably a little bit longer on and off, but so I just didn't do it that year, and then COVID hit, so I went 2 full years without doing the steeple at all, and I went back, and I ended up running 9:03 as a PR last year, and then Ethan Kossover won the steeple in Tampa last conference, and I was like, I want that to be me, and then fortunately it worked out for this year, but that's kind of my steeple story.
Well, that's a good one. What's the, you know, how do you get over that fear, or how do you get over that hesitation to do that kind of an event?
Well, honestly, it's just my support system. My dad was really the one adamant about it. He's like, you have this ability that limited other people have, like the flexibility and mobility. You shouldn't let that get to you. And everyone else like is confident in my abilities. So I'm like, why shouldn't I be confident in my own abilities? So I just kind of got that ingrained and kept reminding myself of that. And that's just kind of what propelled me to not really give up on it, because I had a freak thing happen. It hasn't happened again since, so knock on wood. But,
okay, let's wrap it up. Favorite book about running? I'm springing this on you, so if you need to take a second.
I don't read much, so I'm going to probably take yours. The only book that I've really read about running is The Unbroken. I don't know if you've heard about that
one. Sure.
Really kind of encapsulates like what determination and what hard work looks like, you know, the stuff that guy went through. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Laura Hildenbrand is the author, right?
Yeah, but the guy was about Louis.
Yeah.
Louis Zamperini.
Yeah. That guy had some hardships. If you know, that's one thing. Like I want to say that I've been over some difficult things with the injury. You know, that guy went through some stuff. So
yeah, said in World War II, he was he was a prisoner of war, right?
Yeah,
I remember that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one. If you've read that one, you've done well. Clayton, how about you? Do you have a favorite running book that?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I don't read a whole bunch. Once a Runner's all right, but I'd probably still go with Unbroken as well. That story's kind of unbeatable, I would say.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.